Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill is back with us with news of big money transfers.
I know, Mary, I know. I tell you what, when it comes to transfer windows, I can't remember a day like it yesterday.
Eye-watering amounts.
Extraordinary stuff, really. And so many late deals as well. Drama, U-turns. It's impossible to go through it all right here, right now, because I need the rest of the show. But you can check out all the comprehensive reporting on what happened and transpired on the RTE Sport website. So it's all up there for you. Perhaps Liverpool making the biggest statement, signing Alexander Isak from Newcastle on a fee that could rise to €150 million. Their bid to sign defender Mark Gay from Crystal Palace, though, just came up short, however. €3.5 billion. That's the amount spent by Premier League clubs alone. And that was more than was spent by the German, French, Spanish and Italian leagues combined. It's just crazy, crazy money. The coverage given to the deadline day, pretty much off the charts at this stage. But here's a taste of how it unfolded on BBC Radio yesterday.
It's so much harder than it looks.
Let's start with Alexander Isak then. Finally, it's happening. The club's finally reached an agreement. Newcastle accepted a £125 million fee.
It's important, get it right.
Manchester United, are they back interested in Emi Martinez, maybe?
If they get rid of players, then a goalkeeping signing becomes more likely. And I've just broken the news of them getting rid of a significant one this morning.
Okay.
I should tell you who that is.
Yeah, I think you probably should. Yeah, it was a bit of a tease.
Oh, my God.
Antony. Finally, they have managed to secure an exit.
It's genuinely a busy day. Yeah. It's been incredible so far.
Newcastle are closing in on an agreement for Joan Wissa.
Liverpool, in the last hour, agreeing a deal with Crystal Palace to sign Mark Gay.
You only get what you deserve.
Manchester City are willing to let Edison leave, but only if Donnarumma joins.
Manchester United have agreed a deal to sign goalkeeper Sven Lammens.
Get this, Bayer Leverkusen have sacked Erik ten Hag after just 3 games in charge.
Tottenham have agreed a season-long loan for Paris Saint-Germain striker Randall Kolo Muani.
Nicholas Jackson's moved to Bayern. Chelsea have sorted out that loan there.
So I've just got a text through the phone from a contact.
Okay.
Stress, this is unverified, but Mark Guehi is going to stay at Crystal Palace.
The transfer window has shut. It has been a ridiculously busy day.
There you go. A number of Irish players have switched clubs as well. Swansea have signed Adam Eder from Celtic. Chidozie Ogbeni, he's left Ipswich for Sheffield United on loan. Michael Obafemi's joined the German second-tier side Bochum on loan from Burnley. Alan Brown's left Sunderland for Middlesbrough on loan. Let's hear from Adam Eder. He's been talking about what it'll mean to him to lead the Swansea line in their bid to get back to the top-flight Premier League.
Yeah, 100%, and it's one of the reasons why I've come here, you know, is to try and be the main man, lead the line and score as many goals as I can. I think any striker wants that job, you know, and to come here and push for promotion, and if you're the main man in that winning side, it's an amazing feeling. So, look, I'm really looking forward to doing it and trying to score loads of goals.
Yeah, Adam will be joined up with the rest of his Irish senior squad members this week. Big week ahead for them. Pádraig Joyce is remaining in charge of the Galway Footballers until 2028, so had 1 year left and has extended that by 2 more years. The European Ryder Cup team to face the USA at this year's at the Ryder Cup in America shows just one change from the side which won it in Rome. So the only change is Rasmus Højgaard. He replaces his twin brother Nikolai. Shane Lowry, the first wildcard pick there by Captain Luke Donald. Now, later today, the Irish boxing team head for the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool. 17 Irish fighters on that plane, which will depart from Dublin. It'll include Olympians, world and European champions, and lots of young talent too. Among them, teenager Patsy Joyce. Patsy only joined the senior elite group this year, but he's already impressing, and he's quite the character too. I met with him yesterday.
Southpaw counterpuncher, you get me? Boxer. Like, I don't like staying there, box, you get me? Pick me shots. That's my style, man, yeah?
And you have quite the impressive amateur record from underage up at national level, haven't you?
Yeah, I never lost an All-Ireland yet. Hopefully I won't. Keep going, keep winning.
And Patsy, how many is that?
12, 13, something like that, yeah? 12 or 13.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it's good, man, isn't it? I think it's 13 All-Irelands, yeah?
What does it mean to you to be selected on this team to go to a World Championships at the age of 19.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing, isn't it? It's World Championships, like, it's, I don't know, it's just big, isn't it? It's good. It's good. It's a new experience, man. It's good. I'm very excited for it as well. Like, going out with all these boxers, you get me? Like, there's a few world champions and Olympians on the team, so hopefully I can follow them, man, innit?
What are your chances here? What are you hoping to be? What does success look like for you?
The Olympic Games. That's what I want to get to, the Olympics. So hopefully in 2028 I'll be out in LA.
And this is a big step for you in terms of getting the experience, isn't it?
Experience, getting used to what it's like, you get me? Boxing at these big stages, and hopefully in 2 more years I can qualify.
You're from the travelling community. I know you're very proud of those traveller roots, aren't you? And what does it mean to be representing that community?
Nah, it's good, man. Listen, it is what it is, isn't it? It's all the one where you come from. It's like everyone is equal, you get me? It doesn't matter where you come from, man. So it'd be very good, yeah? A lot of people back home support me as well.
Have you family coming out to you in Liverpool?
Mother, father and little brother's coming out Friday, and then if I make it to Sunday, my uncle is coming out Sunday, but I will make it.
You are going to make
it? I'm going to make it to Sunday.
I really hope he does. Remember that name, Patsy Joyce. That's your sport for now.